Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Broadcasting our 24th year from the Vegas Consumer Electronics Show. I'm Dave Graveline. You're tuned into tomorrow.
This Into Tomorrow special from Vegas is brought to you by Mycroft and the iMark II, the next generation truly open source digital assistant. Visit mycroft.ai. By CE Week 2019, the retail brand show for professional buyers and consumer tech in New York City. Visit ceweekny.com. And by Whirlpool, products and appliances helping you care for your family. Visit whirlpool.com.
Our next guest is another guest that we didn't have a chance to catch up with at CES as we launched our 24th year in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago. But they are a leader in the design and delivery of smart home appliances, robotics, and even industrial applications. The CEO of a company called Volta is Silvero Ravelli. Silvero, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Ciao, Dave. I'm very fine. How do you do?
Ciao as well, and glad to have you with us. One of the things that was getting a lot of talk was a product called Muki at CES, and we understand that it's an AI-powered smart bowl pet feeder, which is certainly get the attention of a whole lot of people that figure, well, I love a pet feeder. I'd love a smart bowl pet feeder. And now what makes it artificially intelligence powered? So tell me a little bit about Muki.
Yes, we presented several products, but Muki catches the attention of media and the hearts of people. The idea behind Muki is very simple. In a multi-pet household or in those situations where there is another pet that could arrive and steal the food, it's necessary that we somehow protect our pet food. Also because many times there could be different diets or different type of food or drugs for them. So the idea is, why don't we put a face recognition, exactly the same technology we have on our smartphone, instead of for unlocking the smartphone, for unlocking the pet bowl. And so, this is what we did.
So you're using facial recognition for the pet in order to be able to allow them to have the food?
Yes, absolutely yes.
Wow.
And, we can do this with an embedded technology, not in cloud. So the pet bowl can be trained to recognize only one or two or multiple allowed pets, and not one or multiple forbidden pets or also wild animals, who knows.
Well, and I like how you say that it really prevents the food thieves, other pets or someone that manages to come into the cat or doggy door and somehow get into the house maybe, from being able to eat your pet's food. Or, as you mentioned, if you have multiple pets, perhaps some are on some specific medication that you have to put in with the food, and now they're going to be eating the food that's not meant for them and could probably cause them a problem.
Yes, absolutely. We initially underestimated this latter aspect, but during these days, we are learning that there are thousands of people with this kind of problems, because we are receiving literally tons of emails of people praising us to release this product as soon as possible because they have a pet with different diets or they have to take some medicine and this kind of stuff. It's more common than expected.
So would the same smart pet feeder, the smart bowl, be used for different animals, or do you need one for each animal then?
Well, typically, I think the best thing to do is to set up one pet bowl for the most weak or less hungry animal, and then let other animals eat in the traditional bowl. So the idea is to protect against a particular food, for example, the one with the medicine, or for example, for a particular animal, for example, a cat versus a dog that is notoriously more hungry.
Yeah, okay, good point. And you know what? I'm proud of you for not saying, no, you should have one for every pet because you just want to sell more. Well, you're actually doing it for the right reasons and saying perhaps the weaker pet or someone that is, you know, an animal that is on medication and you don't want it in the wrong hands or the wrong mouth, that's where you should be concentrating. And of course, if you want to get one for you know, you got four dogs and 12 cats or something, get one for all of them. That's wonderful. But
yes,
but
Now that you say, I changed my idea. The best idea is to take one for each animal.
Very good. See, I knew we'd help you sell some one way or the other. But what's very unique about this is that it does the facial recognition of that particular pet, and then it sort of opens a door, I guess, is a way to describe it, right? It slides a cover open so that they get their proper food and their proper amount of food, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Terrific. Well, we invite our audience to look into this for more information. Of course, we'll have a link to Mookie, and you'll be able to see how exactly that works. But visit Volta.ai, VOLTA.ai, as in artificial intelligence. And Silvio, we appreciate you being with us. How much is it, and is it available now?
No, unfortunately not yet available. Will be available starting from September this year at the price of $189.
Okay, $189. So take care of your pets. Volta.ai. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
It's my pleasure. Silvio is the CEO of Volta. Pretty cool idea, an AI-powered smart bowl pet feeder called Mookie, M-O-O-K-I-E. Intotomorrow.com is where you'll find us and links to his site and all of our guests. We'll meet you there.